suppose they like the fact that they are playing Donegal, who are, I suppose, seen as the pioneers of the defensive offensive system that's now paramount in Gaelic football. So from that point of view, they are looking forward to playing Donegal. It is Donegal are still seen as a serious benchmark by a lot of people, and I think that's only rightly so. They're formidable opponents. So from that point of view, I think it's a good game for Cork, a good situation for Cork to be playing a league semi-final. They are in a better place than they were this time last year. And you remember last year's league in particular, Cork won that. Cameron Tongs played attacking football, and then when it came to not even the business end, but early on in the business meeting, they were shown up I suppose, adopting too much of a naive position. That has changed considerably. No, there's absolutely no doubt in the world about it. Let nobody fool you. They've just won a number of league matches. The jury is still very much out.
And, of course, they met a number of weeks ago in Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon, just appointed in the end. And Cork will be encouraged, I suppose, by their second half performance, and especially their last quarter performance. They came right back into that game.
Well, I think they will. And, I mean, you know that game yourself. It was a particularly horrendous day for Gaelic football. The elements were very much playing any of it, and I know that I remember being at the match, and somebody, a Donegal supporter, tapping me in the shoulder and said, "You're crowd ratted now," referring to the type of football that was being played. I think it will be a different game tomorrow, though, Tom. That back then, you know, the earlier rounds of the league, people seriously were trying to win them because you're trying to avoid relegation. I would think there'll be a different style of football. Well, maybe not totally different style, but maybe a slightly different attitude. But yeah, look, they say that those games where teams travel away, they're 48 hours together, it's good for team morale, good for team bonding, and no doubt the trips up to the north have been good for Cork. And they have a habit of coming late in the game, and, you know, I suppose they were in a little bit of trouble in that match. They were down 5 points, and then the goal was all important. But they did take something from it. But again, you know, they're playing a team that are, I even though that they are only 5 weeks from championship, and I know the Ulster Championship is probably, you know, a long drawn out affair. It starts very early on. It has to be in the back of the team and from Rory Gallagher and his selectors. So that's the only thing I'd be a little bit concerned about tomorrow. How much you can read into it. I'd like to have a chat with, you know, the Donegal team management. What are they going to be saying to their players? And but you know, having said all that, I presume the same as every other team, that the number of players on the Donegal set up that, you know, will be saying to themselves, we need to stamp our authority in this. And it's good for Donegal as well, a bit like Cork, that a couple of new players have come in. And I know that a lot, of course, depends on Michael Murphy, probably, you know, one of the greatest Donegal players ever, and certainly a real icon of a Gaelic footballer. But other guys around him, I think, are vital to the cause as well. And slowly but surely, you probably don't realise it in Donegal, but these players are becoming household names. And I think that is a good thing. And I don't subscribe at all to this theory that football is dead and all of that kind of carry on that has been going on. I think that tomorrow will be an interesting game. And, you know, like, we just have to learn to, I think, appreciate these systems that they're operating in. And for a lot of us, it takes a bit of time to try and figure out what's going on. And
finally, just on the Cork selection, how close is it to, you know, the first choice 15?
Yeah, I think that's a valid question. Whereas other counties may have been sparing guys, there's no guy being spared here in Cork. This is it. This is as good as they'll have. That doesn't mean all that the 15 on are so much ahead of the rest of them, not at all, but there is no player being hid, being kept back. I suppose their main go-to player has to be Colm O'Neill, and honestly, I would dread for them if anything was to happen to him. He's been their main go-to player, and he's been a huge addition since he came back, you know, from his third cruciate ligament injury. Dunnock O'Connor, you know, your listeners would know of him. He now plays more of a, you know, a pass game rather than the full outfit. Brian Hurley has been doing reasonably well this season as well. He had corner forward. I suppose last season they knew a lot about him, but I think he's playing, there's less responsibility on him. And of course, the Cork team, you know, Mark Collins, who was picked at full forward, he'd be operating out of midfield with Fintan Gould and Owen Cadigan. And that's an experiment that Cork are going to watch hugely tomorrow, how Owen Cadigan is going to get on. You know, Donegal midfielders, not too sure who they'll have there, but whoever they will have, there'll be a big test, and that'll be an interesting area to know. It's only about his third and fourth game playing. I mean, Owen Cadigan was a cornerback and a fullback. Now he's been you know, played as a midfielder. And if you were asking, you know, what is do they consider the Achilles heel of a team? And I suppose every team probably has some line that we like to point on. Our own midfield has been a little troublesome area for Cork. But, you know, Mark Collins, Fintan Gould and Owen Cadigan, they'll be the three that'll be there. And I wouldn't be surprised if they are the three that will be in action when they play Kerry in the Munster Championship. Or, you know, I'm assuming that they'll get over their semi-final win in the Munster Championship.
Yeah, so still a jury very much out in Cork and a lot of eyes on them tomorrow.
Yeah, without any shadow of doubt.